The Man in the Iron Mask.
Suggested by a story by Alexander Dumas and written for radio by Eric Scott. A George Edwards production. When Edmund Marchiali once again takes the place of the king at the palace, Maria Theresa, the queen, comes late at night, just after Edmund has retired. Edmund is so alarmed when the queen refuses to go that at last he is forced to tell her that he is not her husband, that he is not King Louis of France. Maria Theresa stares at him in incredulous amazement.
You are not Louis?
No. And please, please, Your Majesty, don't scream. Don't bring everybody here. It has been a secret, and it must be kept a secret. Why do you laugh?
Why, what a sense of humor you have, Louis. What a strange sense of humor.
You don't believe me?
Oh, Louis, why do you say these things?
Listen, you must believe me. It's the truth.
I can only believe the evidence of my own eyes. Who else can you be but Louis?
Louis, twin brother.
Twin brother? A twin?
Yes.
It isn't possible. It couldn't be possible. Louis never had a twin brother.
So the world was led to believe. But he did. I am that brother.
Oh, no. No.
And now you look alarmed. Please don't raise your voice. Let me tell you everything about me, and then you can judge. Oh, Your Majesty, I couldn't go on allowing you to believe that I...
You must excuse me, monsieur, while I retire.
But, Your Majesty,
I couldn't possibly talk to you, dressed as I am. Perhaps later. Later, when I have time to think. You are not Louis. Oh, dear heaven, what have I said? You should have told me.
In telling you, Your Majesty, I condemn myself to death.
What?
If you tell the king.
But to whom am I married?
You are married to my brother.
Oh.
But you were almost married to me that day in the chapel. Remember?
What are you? You have confused me so that still can hardly believe. And yet, that night of the ball when you... when Louis was attacked, the attempt at assassination, was it you?
Yes.
Oh.
Please don't be angry with me, Your Majesty. I was forced to do what I did.
You must give me time to think.
In thinking, remember that in a way I am related to you. After all, you're married to my brother. So be kind. Keep my secret. And remember, I was forced to divulge it so that I might spare your feelings in the matter.
So, at last you've consented to see me.
Louis. Why did you come again?
Oh, I was miserable in Paris, longing for you, wondering where you were, what you were doing, and feeling so utterly miserable because I happened to be the king, and yet I couldn't do what I wanted. Maria, won't you reconsider your decision about the church? Even now, it might not be too late. This stupid Infanta, we could arrange something, a divorce perhaps, and then...
You know that my uncle would never allow it. He has made up his mind about me, and I must do as he says.
And have you no mind of your own?
A mind of my own. Yes, Louis. Naturally, I gave the man tremendous thought.
Then if you love me...
Louis, I do love you. I have never denied that. But also, I know you.
You know me?
Yes. But a strange person. A man of many moods, many whims and fancies.
Fancies?
Naturally, since you and I have been together, Louis, I have always been interested to hear people talk about you. And I know that there have been many women in your life. That there will be many more.
You do me an injustice.
No, I speak the truth. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why I came to this decision. The church is the only place for me. It's the only place where I'll be safe from you.
You talk as though you hated me.
No. But I know that you will break my heart, Louis. You are notorious for your fickleness. There was one woman I heard of, a dancer. He vowed eternal love for her. I think she committed suicide. Then there was another, an opera singer.
You seem to have made very extensive inquiries.
Yes, Louis. But I love you nonetheless. I know in my heart of hearts that it's better this way. A nunnery in service to my vocation in life. I'll be happier. And I'll be doing some good in this world.
And this was to have been such a happy future.
You will find your happiness sooner or later, Louis. You're one of those people who forget easily. You may be wounded now, deeply hurt. But in a week, you'll be yourself again. In a fortnight, this little incident between us will be forgotten. Goodbye, Louis. Let us have no business, no friends. It was all very lovely while it lasted.
Marchiali is my name. Edmund Marchiali.
Edmund Marchiali? Then how can you be the brother of the king?
As I told you, it was a secret. Until I closed the door. Sit down. I hope you had a restful night.
No, it was very restless. I have been recalling the details of last night in my mind. I feel very embarrassed. Mr. Marchiali, I offer you an apology.
Oh, but you must not do that. How are you to know I'm my brother's twin?
Yes. Looking at you in the light of morning, you are just like him, and yet, looking closer, unlike him.
Unlike him? You're the first one who's ever said so.
When a woman... Oh, never mind.
What were you going to say?
Nothing except... Well, I have come to reassure you, to tell you that I will not repeat what you asked me not to repeat.
Thank you.
I realize that you were anxious to protect me from embarrassment. Also, I know how cruel Louis can be. You say you would lose your life?
Yes, Your Majesty. The king would never forgive me for telling you. And when he comes back, well, I'm to be dispatched to an island, there to finish my days.
An island?
Yes. I shall remain there under close guard. Oh, because this likeness.
But I don't understand. If you were born into this world, twins, why haven't you the same rights as your brother?
That is the story I'd like to tell you now, Your Majesty. Before we were born, astrologers prophesied that twins would be born to the throne, and that these twins would rise one against the other and bring disaster.
Yes.
Our father was most perturbed because the whole of France knew of this prophecy. So when the twins were born, he decided that it should be known that only one baby had been brought into the world. He was anxious to refute the statements of the astrologers because he believed that it would damage France.
And so it would.
And so I was given into the care of a certain Monsieur Samar. And it was only by accident that the king discovered that his counterpart was still living.
And oh, for your crime of being born like your brother, you must remain a prisoner for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Oh, poor Mr. Marchiali, I feel so sorry for you. If only I could help you.
Thank you, but nobody can help me. But it may please you to know that I will be happy.
Happy? A prisoner?
When the king returns, I shall be allowed to find the woman I'm to marry. I've been given permission to take her to the island.
Oh. Oh, now I understand. Oh, you're right, monsieur. You'll be happy if you love her, really love her. Then the fact that the two of you are together is more important than anything else. Well, monsieur, thank you for telling me your secret. I promise that it will not be repeated, neither to the king nor to anyone else.
Thank you.
Your Majesty, I'm sorry that the Cardinal's niece did not receive you favorably. I am at a loss to understand it.
And so am I, Letellion. Do you realize that I was vain enough to think that she loved me? And yet fate is so often unkind. I, who could have almost any woman on this earth, and the one I choose is the unobtainable.
But what did she say, Your Majesty, to make you so bitter?
She held a mirror up to my soul, so that I could see myself as others see me. Have you ever thought of such a thing, Letellia? To see yourself as others see you? It wasn't a pleasant spectacle.
Oh, Your Majesty, you are adored and worshipped throughout the length and breadth of France.
And yet I would want none of it, providing that I could have Maria's devotion. Oh, well, if I can't have that from now on, it'll be a different story.
What do you mean, Your Majesty?
Maria accused me of fickleness, infidelity, waywardness, all the sins you can name. So, to justify her opinion about me, I shall be all the things she named.
Your Majesty.
I shall be fickle. I shall pursue woman after woman. And I shall begin with one who can't run away.
I don't understand.
A self-righteous queen.
Queen?
Since she has put herself into French clothes, she is a comely woman. She's attracted my eye, but not my heart. My heart was always with little Maria. But now? Well, in this life of ruthlessness, which shall be mine from now on, I shall begin by taming Maria Theresa. She shall see all the wickedness which has been credited to me from the lips of the Cardinal King.
Maria Theresa little realizes what is in store for her as the king makes his way to his carriage back to Paris. But she has it now clearly defined in her mind where her emotions lie. For she realizes that it was Edmund Marchiali to whom she was attracted and not the king. Now what will happen when the king returns? Make sure you hear the next interesting chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.